From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo discusses climate change with U.S. Congress delegation. Minister Erlangga Hartarto said contribution from forestry sector to GDP can be increased. And here is the news in detail. President Joko Widodo met five Democrat members of the U.S. Congress to discuss environmental issues, especially ranging from the climate change to global supply chains. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday that the five Democrat members of the U.S. Congress conveyed the commitment about the importance of partnering with Indonesia. She also explained that during the meeting, President Joko Widodo echoed Indonesia's commitment to the issue of climate change, which is in line with the interests of the U.S. delegation. She noted that one of the proofs shown by the head of state is that Indonesia had successfully reduced the forest fires by over 80%. Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto has stated that the forestry sector's contribution to the GDP, or gross domestic product, of 0.66% in 2022 could be continuously increased through efforts, including carbon sequestration. Forestry development policies are also aimed at providing maximum benefits for people's prosperity while maintaining forest functions. Forestry sector policies should also comply with the principles of a green economy, so that forest management can be sustainable and contribute to low-carbon economic development. This was noted by Minister Hartarto during the Institute for Sustainable Earth and Resources webinar on Wednesday. He also remarked that the principle is adopted through sustainable production and consumption efforts, as well as management, protection, and restoration of forest areas to mitigate climate change. The Ambon Fish Quarantine and Quality Control Center reported a 50.8% increase in export volume of live fishery commodities from Maluku in the 2023 first quarter as compared to the corresponding period last year. The head of Ambon Fish Quarantine and Quality Control Center, Hatari Sandi, stated in Ambon Wednesday that vadamey shrimp, tuna, live grouper, and mangrove crabs were the commodities that were largely exported. He also stated that this improvement was inseparable from the hard work of all elements of the Quarantine and Quality Control Center in Ambon and related stakeholders that facilitated the licensing process and services for the exports of marine products from Maluku. He further explained that export of fishery commodities from Maluku in the first quarter of 2022 and 2023 were mostly to China, the US, Japan, Hong Kong, and many more. G7 finance leaders pledged on Wednesday to take action to maintain the stability of the global financial system after recent banking turmoil and to give low- and middle-income countries a bigger role in diversifying supply chains to make them more resilient. Their communique did not mention China by name, but the supply chain language fit in with the friend-sharing efforts by industrial democracies to work with each other to become less reliant on the Asian manufacturing powerhouse for battery minerals, semiconductors, and other strategic goods. The finance chiefs meeting on the sidelines of International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings in Washington said they had discussed recent financial sector developments after the failure of two U.S. banks and the forced sale of troubled gold lender Credit Suisse. They said this highlights the uncertainty about the global economic outlook and the need to stay vigilant. Vietnam's economy has recorded improvement according to the latest Business Climate Index or PCI report released by European Chamber of Commerce in Vietnam or Eurocham and produced by Decision Lab on Wednesday. The BCI quantifies the business sentiment of the European business and investment community in Vietnam. The quarterly survey collected opinions from Eurocham Vietnam's extensive network of 1,300 members, representing almost every sector of the country's dynamic economy. The report highlighted that Vietnam's draw as a foreign direct investment or FDI destination remains strong among European business leaders, with 3% more European business stakeholders citing it as one of their top three investment hotspots worldwide. Precisely, 36% of European firms rank Vietnam either first within their top three or among the top five investment destinations on a global scale. Qatar and Bahrain will resume their diplomatic ties, both Bahrain New Agency and the Qatari Foreign Ministry said on Wednesday. The move comes over 2 years after an Arab boycott of Qatar was lifted. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Egypt in January 2021 ended a 3.5-year embargo of Qatar, but all but Bahrain restored travel and trade links in 2021. On Wednesday, the Bahraini-Qatari follow-up committee held its second meeting at the headquarters of the GCC General Secretariat in the Saudi capital, where the decision was made. The two countries said in separate statements. In January, Bahrain's Crown Prince spoke with Qatar's Emir by telephone. In a sign, the two Gulf states were moving toward repairing relations. The chair of ASEAN, Indonesia, said on Wednesday that the bloc strongly condemns a military airstrike this week on a village in Myanmar, which is reported to have killed up to 100 people, including civilians. In a statement, Indonesia voiced that all forms of violence must end immediately, particularly the use of force against civilians. The military air attack struck Kanbalu Township in the central Sagaing region early on Tuesday, where hundreds, mostly civilians, had gathered to celebrate the opening of local administration office under the authority of the Shadow National Unity Government. The junta confirmed the attack late on Tuesday and accused NUG's armed wing, the People's Defense Forces, of coercing residents into supporting them. Villagers told Arab News infants and the elderly were among those killed in the strike. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The earthquake in Turkey on February 6th left deep wounds for the victims. Hatay is no exception. One of the 11 provinces affected by the earthquake in Turkey and is one of the areas worst affected by the disaster. Along with a number of non-governmental organizations from Indonesia, the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara held a Ramadan festival in Hatay, Turkey with the theme Indonesia Karideslar Iftari, distributing thousands of humanitarian aid and iftar menus for earthquake victims in the region on Friday. Humanitarian aid consists of groceries and children's school needs. Apart from distributing the basic necessities, a trauma healing session was also held to entertain the children. Indonesian Ambassador to Turkey Lalu Muhammad Iqbal said that this activity is a form of sincerity of Indonesian people to the Turkish people. With this activity, the Indonesian government wants to convey Indonesia's message and commitment to continue to be present for Turkey in its difficult times. At this Ramadan festival, the earthquake victims as refugees were entertained with songs which has Islamic nuances, the Saman dance, and the recitation of holy verses of Quran. The event was attended by the Deputy Governor of Hatay, Burga Kardag, officials of the Turkish Disaster Mitigation Agency in Hatay, Korsat Biter, and a number of other officials. At the event, Ambassador Muhammad also gave awards to a number of relevant stakeholders in Hatay who have assisted Indonesia's humanitarian mission so far, including the Turkish Tour Guide Association, which has assisted the translation of Indonesian humanitarian team. 1,000 iftar menus consisting of takjil, chicken soup, and mountain fried rice were distributed to the residents of Nalika, who welcomed them happily. Nalika is one of the districts in Hatay province which was destroyed by the earthquake. Residents are currently living in refugee camps. There are about 1,600 residents in the area.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history on April 13th with the event in 1975 when the civil war in Lebanon began. The civil war in Lebanon started on 13th April 1975. This war lasted until 1990 and left 130,000 to 250,000 people dead. There was no consensus among experts and researchers as to what caused the Lebanese civil war. The involvement of Syria, Israel, United States, and organizations of the liberation of Palestine exacerbated the conflict. After the fighting ended briefly in 1976 due to Arab League mediation and Syrian intervention, the Palestinian-Lebanese dispute continued with fighting concentrated in South Lebanon. The civil war in Lebanon ended in 1999 with the signing of the Taif Agreement by the parties that fought. We move to the next event in 2013 when International Functional Neurological Disorder Awareness Day was celebrated for the first time. International Functional Neurological Disorders Awareness Day is commemorated to raise awareness, provide support to sufferers, and prevent research and treatment for functional neurological disorders. The functional neurological disorders is a disorder that impairs communication between the brain and body. Until now, the cause is still unknown. The International Neurological Disorders Awareness Day and an initiative to fund research is to try to find a cure for the functional neurological disorder sufferers. We end today in history with the event in 2013 when Lion Air JT904 plane crashed in the Bali Sea. The Boeing 737-800NG aircraft owned by Lion Air with flight number JT904 crashed in the Bali Sea while it was about to land at Ngurah Rai Airport, Denpasar, Bali. The plane crashed in the Bali Strait before touching the runway at Ngurah Rai Airport. The airport authorities confirmed all 101 passengers and 7 crew members survived, although some were injured. The investigation results of the National Transportation Safety Committee show that the incident was related to bad weather, namely rain with thick fog. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry is currently preparing a manual with theory and empiric-based systematic work steps to support the operation of the Folu Nansing 2030. Folu, or Forestry and Other Land Uses Nansing 2030, is a condition to be achieved through mitigation actions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the forested sector and land in with condition. This policy came as a form of Indonesia's seriousness in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and controlling climate change and its impacts. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday said each work step is structured so that it can be scientifically accounted for, and these practical procedures are called manual serial follow. The work manual contains practical and systematic instructions regarding methods, steps, and procedures on how each Mitigation Act operational plan for greenhouse gas emissions reduction in the forestry sector and other land uses. Through this document, all parties are responsible for implementing it, starting from central government, regional government, business actors, and the community. The draft manual will be prepared with us to ensure that the procedures use clear language, can be followed easily, and implemented well by users. She hopes that the drafter of the operational work guidelines can gather relevant inputs and suggestions from experts, academics, and practitioners. Minister Siti Nurbaya also remarked that the document can later be used as a scientific material for work guidelines and scientific references for the public, especially practitioners and academics, as well as the material for science development in the future.
Sampai saat ini tak terfikir olehku. Aku pernah beri rasa pada orang seandainya sejak awal tak ku yakinkan diriku. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia. Takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu, yang datang beri harapan lalu pergi dan menghilang tak terfikirkan olehmu. Hatiku hancur karenamu tanpa sedikit alasan. Pergi tanpa sebaik yang kukira.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, every region in Indonesia has its own variety of iftar menus. The people of Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara usually hunt for sarimuke cakes for breaking their fast. The people of Lombok do like this cake as a menu for breaking the fast because it tastes sweet and savory. During Ramadan, it is not difficult to find sarimuke. Many vendors sell the food in every corner of Lombok City, especially at the ACC Market Culinary Center in Ampenan Old City. Sarimuka cake consists of two toppings. The bottom topping is sticky rice and the top one is brown sugar. This cake is made of good quality white sticky rice. Previously, sticky rice is soaked, then cooked and given a little salt. If it's cooked enough, the sticky rice is mixed with coconut milk by and later it will be compacted in a baking dish, which has been greased with oil so that the sticky rice doesn't stick. Then it is steamed for 20 minutes. Next, prepare the sweet topping dough from brown sugar. Brown sugar, a little coconut milk, flour beaten eggs, is boiled until cooked and thickened. Then add vanilla and a little salt. After being filtered, the liquid is poured into the sticky rice mixture in the pan that is being steamed. Sarimuka cake, which tastes sweet and has a soft texture, is suitable for breaking the fast. This cake tastes delicious if enjoyed with a cup of warm tea. Apart from its delicious taste, sarimuke is quite cheap, starting at 5,000 rupiah per portion, containing 5 pieces of sarimuke. Vendors usually sell sarimuke in 2 sizes of pans. The large size costs 225,000 rupiah and the small one costs 150,000 rupiah, and buyers usually choose the one that has been cut. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Selalu menginginkan Betapa sulit untuk ku bisa miliki hatimu. Bahkan selama ini hadirku tak berharga untukmu. Yang terjadi kini, ku hanya rumah persinggahanmu. Di saat kau terluka dan di saat semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja. Jadi tujuan saat hati terluka, aku yang jadi obatnya. Tanpa pernah kau hargai cinta dan kasih yang setulus ini. Mengapa
listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Jackclothes Ramadan 2023. Listeners, Jackclothes or Jakarta Clothing. Ramadan this year is being held again. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno revealed that Jackclothes Ramadan 2023 is a momentum for the rise of the creative economy, especially the fashion and culinary subsectors after the COVID-19 pandemic. He further explains that the fashion industry contributes 18% of Indonesia's gross domestic product, or GDP. However, on the export side, fashion accounts for 66% of the export value of Indonesia's creative economy products. So, fashion opens up extraordinary business opportunities and lots of job opportunities. Minister Sandiaga Uno hopes that many young people will enter the fashion industry so that it can create 4.4 million new jobs in 2024. Jackclothes is an annual event that showcases a variety of local fashion products from various regions. This year, Jackclothes Ramadan is being held for a month in 13 major cities in Indonesia. Various big cities are ready to welcome hundreds of local brand clothing, including Erigo, Roadneck, This Time Brand, Homes Apparel, Hi Ho, Urban Beauty, War Plan, and many more. In addition, these well-known brands will spread discounts during the program. The Jacklot's Ramadan Tour will be divided into three batches. The first one took place at City Walk in Cikarang, West Java, and in Mardi Gras, Cikupa, Banten. As for Padang, it is located on the Agus Salim Goryard and at the BSCC Dome, Kalimantan, from 25th of March until 2nd of April. Meanwhile, the second wave of Jacklot's tour was held at GCC in Jakarta, Banjarbaru, Surabaya, and Saburai Field, Lampung, from April 5th to 11th. The third batch is held on April 13 to 19. The Jacklot's at GCC was special, as it was held from 5th to 11 April, but it will be extended to 16 April 2023. Apart from that, what is special about this year's Ramadan event in Jakarta is the collaboration between Dream and Muslim Market Indonesia to accommodate all the needs of every visitors of all ages. This year, around 350 local fashion labels participated in the Jacklot's event. That's miscellany.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Kalah, ku akui aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Perjalanan yang harus kulalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Thank you.
akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, coming up next is a song by Glenn Fredly. Glenn Fredly is known as a singer, songwriter, producer, and actor in Indonesia. He started his career as a vocalist for the group Funk Section. But in 1998, he decided to go solo and release an album titled Glenn. There are 8 songs in the album with the song Cukup Sudah or It's Enough as the main single. The song Cukup Sudah is about a relationship. The man wants to be with the woman. Sadly for her, he is just a friend. Listeners, here is Glenn Fredly with Cukup Sudah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat menjelang hari-hari bahagiamu, aku memilih untuk diam dalam sepiku. Saat mereka tertawa di atas pedihku tentang cintaku yang telah pergi tinggalkanku. Aku tak peduli, sungguh tak peduli. Inilah jalan hidupku. Ini aku
kau genggam hatiku, simpan di dalam lubuk hatimu, tak tersisa untuk diriku. Habis semua rasa di dada, selama tinggal kisah tak berujung. Kini ku kan berhenti berharap perpisahan kali ini untukku akan menjadi kisah sedih yang tak berujung.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.